Along with Carolina, we lead the students here for the church. And I'm excited and honored to share communion this morning. If you're visiting with us, this is a part of our service where we reflect on Jesus and examine ourselves. If you turn over to John chapter 19, today is Mothering Day. And in the States, in America, Mothering Day is on a different day. So my mom gets two. And she deserves it. I sent her an email last week. I said, "Mom, all I eat is Nando's and pasties. What should I do?" And so she sent an email to all the women in the church there. And I just got this flood of email recipes from them. "Here, try this, try this, try this." They must think really highly of me. Because a lot of them look really daunting and intimidating, and I'm not even going to try to attempt to do some of them. But that's the kind of mom she is. She doesn't like knowing that her baby boy's got a stomach full of junk food. Not that Nando's is junk food, don't get me wrong. It just gets expensive over time. I love my mom. I didn't always love my mom, to be honest. Before I was a Christian, I was very disrespectful to my mother. I was very rebellious and unappreciative of everything that she gave me. I made her cry a lot. And she had to pick me up from school a couple times, and I remember her driving me home with tears down her face, wondering, just worrying about me, wondering what she's doing wrong. We had this fierce argument once, and I left the room, and when I came back, she was talking to my sister, crying, just opening up to her, saying, I do all these things to be a good mother. I don't know why he's acting like this. What am I doing wrong? And the answer is nothing. She didn't do anything wrong. I'm the problem here. In 2 Timothy 3:2, Paul says that in the later days, people will be lovers of themselves. They will be proud, abusive, ungrateful, and disobedient to their parents. And Paul hit it dead on with my heart. I think it all comes from a lack of gratitude for what my mom has done for me all these years. And if you're sitting here this morning, then you're probably no different. We all act like this. We're all selfish. But there's one person who wasn't like that. And in John chapter 19, if we start in verse 23, it says, when the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarments remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, and the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home. I mean, it wasn't enough that Jesus lived a life of complete selflessness from morning to night, giving to other people. That wasn't enough for Jesus. While he's on the cross in excruciating pain, he had every reason to think about himself. While these guys are around him betting on who's going to receive his clothes, while he can't even breathe, he had every reason to think about himself, but he didn't. He saw his mother there and thought, "Somebody needs to take care of her. After I'm gone, who's going to take care of her?" And so he gave it to the disciple who Jesus loved, John. He said, "Please take care of my mother." That was one of his last wishes. What an amazing example he sets for us. 7 years ago, I became a disciple, and at that point, I started giving to my parents. I started showing appreciation for the things that they were doing. we started having deeper conversations. And I started going home to my parents' house after church on Sundays just to do chores, just to make up for the things that they've done for me my whole life. And over time, my mom started seeing changes. And she came out to church. And she saw, wow, they're all like this. And then she started studying the Bible. And a couple years later, I baptized my mom into Christ. So not only is she my mother now, she's my sister. She still treats me like a mom, though. It's all because of Jesus' example. It's all because of his life, and it's all because of his death, what he did for us. This morning, as we take communion, let's reflect on Jesus' life, how much he gave to other people, how much he didn't think about himself. If he didn't have that attitude, he wouldn't have died for us. It was that attitude that brought him to the cross in the first place, which allowed him to take away our sins, and we can approach God. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your Son, for what he's done for us. We're so grateful that for his attitude of selflessness, that he never thought of himself first. Even when he was dying, he thought of his mother. Unbelievable, Lord. Father, I pray that you will give us the same attitude. I pray that you'll help us to become more like him, Lord. I pray that you'll fill us with gratitude, Father, and that will help us to follow you, help us to worship you, help us to see what you see. Lord, we love you, Dad. As we take communion, Father, please help us to draw nearer to you, Lord. We love you, and we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.